Last night, the Public Safety Committee of the Anchorage Assembly held a special meeting to examine the recent bear problems in the city. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
After years of dealing with Anchorage's bears, Rick Sinnott offered the following appraisal.
Our perception of risk can be much higher than the real risk.
Sinnott is an area wildlife biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game. His area is Anchorage. He was asked to give a historical as well as a current description of the bear situation.
9 people have been injured and 2 killed by brown bears in the Anchorage area since the city was founded. 5 people have been injured by black bears, but these were all scratches or single bites. All of these were surprise encounters.
Last night's meeting followed a summer that saw 2 bear maulings within the Anchorage Bowl and another Eagle River attack resulting in injuries. The Anchorage School District has stopped cross-country training in the Hilltop ski area. And on Wednesday, the Alaska Botanical Gardens announced a 2-week closure due to the continuing presence of a bear. All the same, Sinnott says records show Anchorage residents have a greater chance of being injured by a moose than a bear. He says encounter problems are more often caused by people than bears. While Fish and Game have direct oversight of the bears, he listed 3 ways the city could help. Enforce trash regulations designed to thwart garbage-seeking bears. Stop building trails next to salmon streams. And restrict future development to avoid problems with bears. He noted a survey taken 12 years ago indicated Anchorage residents balked at killing the bears for population reduction. They enjoyed sharing their city with moose and bears. Last night's comments indicated that enjoyment may have lessened over the last dozen years. Michael Banya is a lifelong Anchorage resident who says the bear situation in Bicentennial Park has changed for the worse.
Lately, I've been creeped out when I go up there. So what I've done is I carry a .44 Magnum with me now when I'm on my bicycle. I am not going to give up these trails to the bear.
Rick Rogers is a biker who escaped a menacing bear encounter early this summer, not far from the Hilltop parking lot. He saw part of the city's bear problem arising from overall Fish and Game policies.
A brown bear was just hit in traffic right next to, Cal Worthington Ford, and now we're going to put salmon into Chester Creek, and we're going to draw that brown bear problem right into the heart of the city.
Those who backed reducing the bear population through killing were balanced against those who argued for more public education, development practices acknowledging wildlife, and even hiring a municipal wildlife specialist. Gillette Storm is president of the Friends of Campbell Creek Science Center and a former Bureau of Land Management employee at the Campbell Tract. She said her experiences with bears supported coexistence. However, Storm said this summer's nighttime attack on the young girl participating in a biking event raised questions about the city's responsibility.
We have to do better risk management. I really have to ask where the municipality was when they allowed a 24-hour race.
Assemblymember Bill Starr said that Anchorage might have to acknowledge that the city's growth had created a new relationship with its wildlife, especially bears.
You know, 85,000, 100,000 people is a lot different than we're approaching 300,000.
Starr said along with supporting more data collection, he plans to introduce a resolution urging that Fish and Game allow the city to participate more actively in the department's policy decisions regarding Anchorage. This is Len Anderson.